Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Very excited to welcome to the program international best-selling author Brad Thor. Hey, Brad, good morning. Welcome to Philadelphia again.
Hey, Rich. It's great to be back.
Absolutely. And your 20th novel in the Scott Horvath series, Black Ice, is out. It's already a bestseller. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. It's good for the orthodontist. I pay for my kids' straight teeth.
You know what I love about your stuff? And by the way, I want to mention, too, Jack Carr, your buddy, our mutual friend, mm-hmm. he credits you with his success as a novelist as well. I did an event with Jack, and he went on and on about you, Brad, and how great you are and what an inspiration you were to him.
Well, he's a terrific guy. He's a very talented author. He's earned it on his own. And I tell people that Jack is a little bit smarter than I am because we both wanted the same thing growing up. We wanted to be an author and a Navy SEAL. He did it in the right order, Navy SEAL, then author. I did author. Now I'm too old to be a Navy SEAL.
Well, there you go. I love it. Now, you do incredible research, and this is why I love your books and why they come to life so much, Brad Thor, because you, for example, you shadow black ops teams in Afghanistan. That's unbelievable. I mean, a lot of people just write in their home. You actually go out there and you live it.
Yeah, those details, Rich, are the bedrock of a good thriller. And I'm in the business of giving you a white knuckle, unforgettable thrill ride. That's what I've got to do. So those details are really important. And if I get the details right, I'm a perfectionist. I'm the son of a United States Marine. We grew up being told that you go into work every day as if it's your first day, and you work so hard as you can, so you make sure it's not your last day. Hmm. I tell people, I don't work for the publisher, I work for the readers. So I want to give them the best book I'm capable of.
I think that's great that you do that. I really do. I mean, that's amazing. And I also know, too, that you were recruited for the Department of Homeland Security Red Cell Program. So tell us about that.
Yeah. So in the aftermath of 9/11, the U.S. government realized that the reason Al-Qaeda was successful is because of a failure of imagination on the government's part. So they decided that would never happen again. And they set up the Red Cell Unit and brought in people to D.C. from outside, creative thinkers like me, Michael Bay, who directed the Transformers movies and the Benghazi movie. And they said, we need you guys to help us stay 4 to 5 steps ahead of the bad guys. And I call it, Rich, the Las Vegas of government programs, because what happens in the Red Cell program has to stay in the Red Cell program. I can't use any of that for my thrillers.
Really?
Nope, not allowed to talk about it, not allowed to put any of it in my books. But again, as the son of a U.S. Marine, it's one of the greatest honors in my life to be asked to serve my country, not by picking up a rifle like my dad did, but by using the gray matter between my ears. It's just an amazing honor to be part of this program.
That sounds amazing, Brad. And thank you for doing that. But now when you say you can't use it in your books, does the government have to read your books first before they get published?
No. So I don't have a security clearance. So there is no review board that has to read my books. But what's really interesting is a lot of people in government do read them. And in fact, a couple of summers ago, I had a book called Use of Force that opens up with a big scenario.
I read it. It's great.
At Burning Man. And it was amazing. A week after the book came out, there was a big story in the Washington Post about how the government was doing a top-to-bottom review of the security at the Burning Man Festival in Nevada because of the opening chapters of that book. So they do read the books.
Wow. Tell me, Brathwer, what your opinion is right now on the condition of Afghanistan, this 20-year war. I know Biden wants to pull everybody out, and there's a lot of concern about the Taliban eventually taking over the country. I mean, you were there. You've been on the ground. You've seen it yourself. Give us what your thoughts are on that situation.
So this should be a nonpartisan issue because Donald Trump wanted to do the same thing. He wanted everybody out of Afghanistan. Biden's doing it now. I don't think this should be a Democrat or Republican issue. Listen, our number one goal, our goal when we went over there was to degrade al-Qaeda and to track down and kill bin Laden. We did that. Granted, we got bin Laden hiding out with the aid of the Pakistanis and Abbottabad, but we got him. It was never a good idea to go and nation build in Afghanistan. That culture is incongruent with Western values in what we stand for. You can't give people democracy on a silver platter. They have to be willing to fight, bleed, and die for it themselves. That's when you assist them, when they're doing that. So it takes 13 weeks for the United States to create a United States Marine. We've been in Afghanistan for 20 years, and their army is like handing over their weapons to the Taliban. This is not a culture that we can bring ahead in the timeline. It's going to take another 1,000 years before the people can get in that country, can get to where we are. So I'm glad we're pulling out. I feel bad for the women and girls, particularly over there. But it's been 20 years. If they can't get their act together, that's it. Too bad for them. No more American blood, no more American money going into Afghanistan.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think that when people talk about a permanent military presence and they bring up Japan or Germany, I always say Japan and Germany want us. They're our friends. We partner with them. Afghanistan, they don't want us there. They want to be a religious country that is governed by Sharia law. They do not want us there. And if they don't want us there, it's never going to work. It's always going to be hostile.
Amen. And they're too tribal. They're too split. The loyalties in Afghanistan are family, village, tribe. And then the nation, it's this weird thing. It's like the very bottom of their list of things that they're loyal to. So, yeah, no, it is Germany and Japan. They saw themselves as one people with one culture. They were not as tribally split as the Afghans. It's apples and oranges. They should not be compared to Germany or Japan ever. Afghanistan.
I totally agree. Do you worry, though, that when the Taliban eventually takes over Afghanistan, because I hear, Lindsey Graham and others say this, we're going to be back there?
I don't think we have to be back there. We spent 20 years. It's time to do something different. And if we've got to bomb the crap out of the Taliban, then let's do it. But no more American boots on the ground there. It's just nation building is the wrong idea. Let's just bomb the crap out of them. Let's isolate them. Let's choke them to death. But no more Americans on a permanent basis there.
Brad Thor is with me. His latest book, Black Ice. It's awesome. You got to read it. And it's incredible. You really get some insider information, special operations. All right. So give us the overview of the book, Black Ice. Cool title, by the way.
Oh, thank you. So America's top spy is having the best summer ever. He's got a beautiful Norwegian girlfriend who's also a spy. He's living it up in Norway, but he's out of vacation days rich. And his boss says, you get back to D.C. or turn in your resignation. So he says, okay, I love America. I love my job. I'm going back home. But as he leaves his favorite cafe in Oslo, he sees a ghost get out of a taxi cab, a man he killed years ago, halfway around the world. That starts an incredible chase that goes all the way up into the Arctic.
Wow. I love it. You got a little Arctic in there. The ice. I like it.
That's it. And it plays out against real world events because we are in a big power struggle in the Arctic right now in the real world with Russia. And now China's sticking their nose in up there. It's a very interesting part of the world. And I did a lot of research, talked to a lot of people in government and in the intelligence community about this book and everything we're facing up there.
Brad, let me ask you real quick. Last question before I let you go. You know the world. You study this stuff. You know this. How concerned are you that China is really now our biggest threat?
Yeah, I mean, they really are a near peer adversary. It's they've got a very robust navy. We've just moved a bunch of F-22s over into that part of the world. It's a serious problem, and we need to get very tough with them. Russia continues to be a problem, as do the Iranians. But our focus really needs to be on China, and we need to start pulling back the medicines we have manufactured there, PPE. We're too dependent on them for manufacturing, and that's where we need to start our fight against China, is pulling that stuff back.
Yeah, amen to you. Brad Thor, Black Ice, get it. You'll love it. Read it. If you've never read one of his books, you're missing out, so get it today. Brad Thor, hey, thanks so much for coming on the show, my friend. I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Rich. Thank you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.